Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, do we have something new for you? Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure, featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. And you
are listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And I am the one and only Don S. McClure. We've got an exciting show for you tonight. And I do mean big top. Like at the big top at the circus. It's going to be the big top on the jazz show. And man, we're going to be talking about slightly hard work and dedication. And we're featuring an interview by a man that took TV and Hollywood by storm and has a lot of great points in his interview, how he made it through and how he stayed true to himself. So you got to listen to it. The Jackie Gleason interview. And man, when I heard it, it was so impactful. It just knocked my socks off. They had to come off out of my boots. They just jumped out. Say, we want to be free. Oh, Lord. But anyway, we got a great show for you tonight. If you would like to get into the show, you can dial 347-633-9376. That's the number you can dial from all over the world. Or you can go to my website and click the big red on-air button, and you'll be listening to the show. Or you can go to blogtalkradio.com/Don S. McClure, and you'll be listening to the show. So you got a lot of ways. No reason for you to miss the big top of jazz. So again, man, we've been knocking out of the park. I kid you not. We're going to take a quick break and talk about the Bravo campaign because we are in fundraising mode. All the way up to June the 1st. So we got a goal to meet, but we're going to make it. All right, let me play the Bravo. And when I come back, we got some dangerous jazz for you, starting off with Kiko Matsui. And she's bad.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
All right. We're getting ready to hit the runway. You know, that's the way they do when you go to the airport. Ladies and gentlemen, buckle up, because we're ready. The seatbelt sign is on, and you will get a mask in your face if we crash. But we're not going to crash. So don't be scared. You on the 797, bigger than any plane, protected by the wind, the storms, and God. So get ready. We're going to play Black Lion by Kiko Matsui. And all up trays, lift the trays up, put them drinks away, and let's get started. And that was one of my favorite artists, Kiko Matsui. The track is called Black Lion. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And I am the one and only Don S. McClure. Like I said, we got some great jazz for you tonight. And we definitely want you to sit back and listen to the interview of Jackie Gleason. We're calling that talent and foresight. How to remain you, who you are. No matter what goes on, Jackie Gleason remained him and was very talented at it. So, we got more great music for you. You know, I looked up the track Tenderly, and of course, I'm going to play the one by Laura Henderson. But you know, my mind is always thinking, who did that first? And the great Sarah Vaughan was the first talent to record Tenderly. Nobody else had did the song before her. And there's a whole bunch that came after her. She was the first to record the track. So give a listen to Sarah Vaughan and the track first recorded by her and made famous.
And off of my next number, it's a number that I was the first one to record, a number written by Walter Gross, Tenderly.
Evening breeze, caress the trees tenderly. The trembling trees embrace the breeze tenderly. Then you and I came wandering by and lost in a sigh where we the shore. By sea and mist, tenderly. I can't forget how two hearts met breathlessly. Close me inside. You took my lips. You took my love. So
thank you very much.
You're welcome, you're welcome, you're welcome. I like the way she talks to you while she's on stage. Thank you very much. I'm a classy lady. Sarah Vaughan. Hey, I reached back. And you know I'm always looking, right? Because that old stuff affects the new stuff. And that was a track by 5-6 people that I checked out. But I like the one by Louis Armstrong. And I can't remember the young lady's name, but she's singing with him. And it's called Big Butter and Eggman, E-G-G-M-A-N. And the lady says, that's what I'm looking for, a big butter an egg man. Because if he like the butter, he'll like me. I'm a player, man. But and like I said, I had it by 4 or 5 other people. But I said, I'm gonna do this one by Louis Armstrong. Lighten y'all up a little bit. Louis, take it away.
Butter and egg man from way out in the west. I get so tired of working all day. I want somebody who wants me to play. Pretty clothes that never mine, but if my dream comes true, the sun's gonna shine. Oh, I want a butter and egg man, some big butter and egg man. Want
look here, baby, look here. Now I'll be your great big butter and egg man, honey. But I'm different. I'm from way down in the south.
That's just what I'm looking for.
You sure you're lying? Nah. I'll buy you all the jewelry that wool worth the money.
Uh-oh, that did it.
If you just put your arms around me and start to call me honey.
Gotta do it.
Now I'll buy you a real sharp file.
Solid, I can stand one right now.
Providing what you told me the other day, just don't change your mind.
Never have.
Now, I'm your great big butter and egg man. I'm your great big butter and egg man.
Yes, sir. That's me, honey.
Subliminal messages in the music. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure. If you want to reach the show, you can dial 347-633-9376. I'm telling you, you can dial that number all over the world, and you can get into the show. I don't care if you got a broke phone, Obama phone, cellular, whatever, po phone, rich phone, it don't matter. You can get in. Hey, I'm going to play this track called Cosmic Monkey by an artist that I like. His name is Paul Brown, and that's a bad man. So let me play this, and when I come back, we got more great music for you on the one and only Don S. McClure Show. Thank you. Cosmic Monkey. Oh, man. That's Paul Brown. That's one of my favorite artists. And I got so many favorite artists till I'm just going crazy, man. I'm telling you. Oh, and an update. My producer and everybody has been asking, when is my maid coming back? And I say, she'll be back soon. She was fighting the viruses and stuff. And I got an email from her the other day. And she said to tell everybody, I will be back to work for Mr. McClure. And you know, I fix his dinner, ramen noodles, but I don't clean. And I'm like, what kind of maid are you? You don't do nothing. She bring her cousin by. They have on hot dresses. We going out, Mr. McClure. I need my pesos. I never seen nobody like that, man. We've argued for I don't know how many years, and people want her to come back. I don't understand it. Y'all must be gluttons for punishment. I must be a glutton for punishment. Worst maid in the world. And the girl been working about 3, 4, 5 years and don't even come to work sometimes. Hey, we got a great show for you. We got to take a station break. It's mandatory that we let you know you are listening to All That Jazz now.
Hey, do we have something new for you? Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
Lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
And we're back. And man, we are getting ready to knock it. As I said earlier, I'm going to knock your socks off. Just like I knocked mine off. And they came jumping out of my shoes, my dog boots. and there's a dime. Please put your feet in some water. I said, hey, you the one told me. Don't be cracking. Hey, I got to send a special shout out to my nephew, Spanky. Yes, that's his nickname, his Spanky. And he's out there in Texas where I'm coming. And I'm going to ride my horses with my guys. We're going to be hard riders and just blowing up their partners. My producer looking at me like shaking his head like, duh. I swear it's something wrong with you. So special shout out to him for listening in tonight. He thought it was Friday, my talk show, but no. But we got a really great interview coming up at 7:50. And I'm telling you, listen to it. It's going to be good. We're going to jump to a track by the Latin artist that's tearing up Florida and everywhere else. She's new to the scene, but she's cutting up. I kid you not. So for you new listeners, her name is Laura Henderson. You can catch her on Facebook. This girl sings jazz in English, jazz in Spanish, and she can cut. And we're going to ask her to be on my TV show in the fall. So look out, man. But look her up, Lauren Henderson. Just put in jazz. Lauren Henderson should knock you out. She's going to sing a track called Fly Me to the Moon, and man, she could fly me to the moon, to Mars, to Jupiter, to England, to the stars. I do have a clap button. I just couldn't get to it. But that's Lauren Henderson, Fly Me to the Moon. And she's one of the featured artists that we've been doing lately on our show. And she's from Florida. Latin jazz. Hey, you know what? One of our featured artists for tonight is Kiko Matsui. And man, Kiko can play a piano, man. Like she's crazy, man. I just be crazy. Just, she does it, man. She's another artist that I just got to meet. And a friend of mine in Texas knows her. Well, she's met her at the Black Academy of Arts and Letters. And she promised me I could meet Kiko Matsui. Oh, man. And Kiko is bad. We're going to play a track by her. We're going to follow it up with a track by the king of jazz. Well, one of the kings, Count Basie. Every day I had the blues. Matter of fact, I think I'm going to play that first, and then I'm going to play Kiko, because I like some Count Basie. My mom and daddy like some Count Basie. So every day I got the blues. I like him too, man. I mean, I'm crazy about all these artists, man. They're just good. You know, when they're good, you just go crazy over them. And every day I got the blues. Well, he don't sing like that.
Nobody loves every day.
I got the blues till I see Inez McClure. You know I hate to lose. She say, sing it, daddy. My brother hates that. He said, Doc, why are you talking about our mom and daddy like that? You know they like that song. My mother be had that little apron on. Now, every day I had a blues. I say, what y'all singing? They said, go away, little boy. You don't know nothing about that. Hey, I'm going to play some Kiko Matsui. Man, I was in the studio putting this together. It's a track called Black River. And Kiko, man, you got to see the videos. I always put them on Facebook. And, man, I'm wild about some Kiko Matsui. That girl be playing the piano like she's crazy and good. So let me play this. And when I come back, we're getting ready for our special interview with Jackie Gleason that I suggest you listen to because it's got a lot of wisdom in there. Jackie Bass. And do you know he never got an Academy Award? Everybody else that he built up around him got one but him. There's some funny business about that Academy Award. listening to the Don S. McClure Show. All right, we're getting ready to go into our dialogue. Hard work and dedication. Dedication and hard work has always been the opening drive to accomplishments. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to bring you the famous, one of the greatest entertainers, Jackie Gleason.
With the understatement and subtlety that show business usually applies to such people, he is known simply as the Great One. At his height, he was the most watched man on television, and since television never dies but goes into endless reruns, he is still very much there to see. He is known more for the roles he's played than for who he is himself. We decided to find out just who the Great One is.
I never thought I was fat. I never walked like I was a fat guy. I never worried about it. The only thing that being overweight bothered me was that I always liked to look nice in clothes. And I like the nice things in life. I'm not a gourmet, but I like food. And I'm not a gourmet in the selections of other things that make up a good life, but I like them.
You're Minnesota fat, aren't you?
They say that old fat just shoots the eyes right off them balls.
Do you like to gamble, Eddie? Gamble money on pool games?
Sure you haven't got any money.
No. All it's right. Against company rules.
We'll play for fun.
Of a 68-year-old hustler and some memories. Herbert John Gleason, whose appetite for excess made him larger than life in every way, who pranced and partied from Brooklyn to Broadway, who rolled over the networks and the film studios to get what he wanted, who can't read, write, or play a note of music, but who sold millions of records of his made-up melodies, who performed feats of pure fancy as light-fingered as a jewel thief. Jackie Gleason is a natural, never studied or rehearsed, planned or practiced. He's winged it all his life.
And away we go!
50 years ago, a teenage wise guy with barely an act, and away he went.
I went to a place called Tiny Chateau. And I had this stale act of impersonations and a couple of real bad jokes. And I went on and did the first show, and they were all miners in boots and real tough crowd. Well, they almost booed me off. And Tiny, who was naturally 7 foot tall, when I came off, he said, "Come here." And he took me over to the phone, and he dropped quarters in to call New York. And everybody at the bar turned around and watched. And he got Solly Shore on the phone. He says, "How can you send me a bum like this?" And he went
in front of the audience.
Yeah, in front of the people at the bar. And when Tiny hung up, he looked at me. And I guess I had that poor soul look. And he felt so, he said, "Come on, I'll buy you a drink." So we had 1, 2, 3, maybe 15 drinks. And it's time for the second show. I went out and I killed people. I did somersaults, told jokes I never heard, played the piano, which I can't play. And when I came off, Tony said, "Well, why didn't you do that in the first show?" I said, "Well, you know, I'm just breaking in." So the next night, when I came downstairs, I tried to remember what I had done. And I knew the only way to remember was go to the bar and have about 15 drinks, and it would come to me.
In those days, of course, no television. And the next best thing, I guess, was Hollywood.
I got $2.50 a week at Warner Brothers, and they put me in gangster pictures. So then I came back to New York when a guy from Dumont saw me, and they wanted to replace the comedian on the Dumont network that was doing Cavalcade of Stars. 2 weeks at $600 was the contract.
Did you think there'd be no future for television?
No, as far as I was concerned, it was just a job. At that time, I didn't think I had anything for television.
The Dumont Network folded in a few years, but from the Cavalcade of Stars show came a cavalcade of Gleason characters. The Poor Soul. Reginald Van Gleason, the Third. And a minor sketch about a Brooklyn couple and their upstairs neighbors that would evolve into a half-hour comedy on CBS.
Don't you understand? Vaughn and I, we chip in $300 and we make $2,000. $2,000, Alan. That's big, big, big. This is probably the biggest thing I ever got into.
The biggest thing you ever got into was your pants.
Alice and Ralph Kramden, the Honeymooners.
It's being a Weisenheimer, Alice.
Bickering long before Edith and Archie Bunker. It was kitchen sink drama played for laughs.
Are you going to give me the money?
No.
But the laughs were drawn from the painful childhood of Gleason himself. Comedy rooted, if not in tragedy, then in poverty.
Round table, the dismal surroundings and the icebox and the bureau. And everything went into the bureau.
Was that like the Gleason household?
Yeah. My mother had to work because my father had left when I was about 8 years old. And she had to work, so she couldn't take care of the home or the house or the flat very well and work at the same time. But she was a good mother, and everything was very pleasant, even though it was desultory.
You mean not a lot of affection?
Oh, there was a lot of affection. But the place was dull. The bulbs weren't very bright. And the surroundings, of course, were very bare.
Any of the stage business with that couple that you drew from?
Oh, there were many Cramdens in Brooklyn. Almost everybody was a Cramden in this particular neighborhood that I lived in.
And, pretty lousy husband.
Well, no, not really, Morley. When you think of him, the poor soul hasn't got a hell of a lot of ability. But he keeps trying. He gets schemes, and his schemes are all to make he and Alice happy. And he fails. And when he fails, she feels a great deal of affection. She knows why he did it. And he apologizes all the time.
Of course, with all the bluff,
He's just an ordinary moke that's trying to make it and just can't do it, that's all.
Why is this show as successful now, practically, in reruns, as it was the first time around? Well, there are only 39 shows.
I could give you 20 academic answers to that.
No.
But
give
the
me
one, it's funny.
The golf swing. First, step up. Plant your feet firmly on the ground and address the ball.
How much of the success was due to Norton?
What do they mean by address the ball?
I say 90%. I'll give him 90%. He's just great. He was wonderful.
Step up. Plant your feet firmly. Hello, ball.
Out of the blue, Jackie Gleason decided he didn't want to do the show in New York. He wanted to do it in Miami.
When we're doing the Honeymooners, I had a big contract for that for 2 years. And after the first year, I said I didn't want to do it. And they didn't believe me. They thought I had a job somewhere else. And finally, they realized that I just didn't want to do it. And when they approached me to do another show, I was in California making a picture, and I said, all right. I said, but I want a train that goes to Florida, because I had come down here and played golf and liked it, and I figured, might as well go to Florida and do the show, play golf all the time. And they went for it.
What was on that train?
Everything. We had two Dixieland bands coming from California. They would spell each other. I'd say, don't take 5 miles. And parties went on 24. I found out that I couldn't attend the parties.
Were there girls on that train?
Were there girls? There certainly were. And they were very, very nice girls. Nothing untoward happened. Might have been because the berths were too small. But regardless of that, nothing happened on that train.
was there a bar on that train?
A bar? The train was a bar.
I guess that's a classic example of what clout is.
Yes.
To say, a train, please.
That's right. When you've got good ratings, and you're 1, 2, or 3 in the ratings, there is nothing your little heart desires that they don't provide.
Doesn't work that way anymore, Mr. Gleason.
did you have a comedy show?
You were making extraordinary money, 10, 11, 12, 13, $15 million, when $15 million was real money. Were those tough negotiations with CBS, getting that kind of money out of Mr. Paley?
Well, the first one we had was for $11 million. And I had a terrible hangover. And I was at the table with all the agents, and we had lunch at Paley's room. And I fell asleep. And Paley said, well, if that's his attitude, give it to him. So a hangover worked.
Yeah, you even hustled the negotiation.
Well, I didn't realize I was doing it.
But you've always lived, I'm told, way over your head, even when you were earning a really big money.
I think everybody should make two fortunes. One to blow, to really live it up with, and then the other for security.
But when you were spending, I mean, it was excessive, with the Rolls Royces and the trains and the handouts and the...
I should have had more respect for money, because I never had any, and I don't know why. And I also had no fear when I should have had fear. For instance, the way they used to get you in television, they would get you to paint yourself into a corner of luxury. Then they would start to dictate, because they knew that you feared losing that money. And so you'd give up your independence and go along with them. It was threats to your security and kudos to your ego. That's how they operated. But I learned that on the corner of Chauncey Street in Brooklyn when I was a little kid. And I knew when they were telling me how great I was that they had something coming up next that they wanted, or wanted me to do.
You once had a television show that probably was about the worst show ever on television.
Oh, you're in the picture. A beauty.
We roll out some pictures. The panelists put their heads into holes that have been cut into the pictures. Now, they can't see what the picture is because we have a little collar under their chin. They try to guess what the content of the picture is, or what they portray in the picture.
What possessed you to do?
Well, all I can tell you, that there were perhaps 30 executives in CBS who thought it was the funniest thing they had ever seen in their life. I began to think it was the funniest thing I had ever seen in my life. And then we did it, and crash. And I went to CBS, and I said, I've got to go on next week and apologize to the audience. I can't. They said, what are you talking? This is a network. You can't do that.
Last week, we did a show called You're in the Picture. That laid. Without a doubt. The biggest bomb.
And the critics hailed them for it. You know, said, gee, at last the network is apologizing for a bomb.
How does that happen? How is this a dumb idea?
Because there are executives who have a great talent. And that talent is to say yes, that sounds like no, or no, that sounds like yes. So they continue in their jobs because they have this great talent. I might have been drinking too much, but I went along with it.
Were you drinking a lot in those days?
Not on show day. I would drink the rest of the week.
Why do I drink? Because I don't like to be gypped.
Perhaps it was art imitating life, but Gleason proved he could act as Joe the Lush in Sir Orion's The Time of Your Life for Playhouse 90.
Now I don't do anything. I live all the time.
But it bothers you, huh?
as Mace, the grubby fight manager in the film Requiem for a Heavyweight.
It didn't bother you that I had every last nickel I have in the world up on the table, saying that you wouldn't go forth.
Mace, you bet against me?
And as Minnesota Fats in The Hustler.
Well, he is great. Gee, that old fat man. Look at the way he moves, like a dancer.
You were, at your height, I guess, the most successful man on television, and maybe even now you're past that. You may still have been the most successful guy ever been on television. And yet there have been no awards from television.
No, I won the Tony on Broadway. I was nominated for an Emmy once. But that's as far as it's strange that the business that I devoted most of my endeavor to, that there shouldn't be some award. Now, Audrey, I believe, got an Emmy. Art did. June Taylor did when we were doing the variety show. Everybody got an Emmy but me.
Ralph Kramden never did get out of Brooklyn, but Jackie Gleason took his revenge by living very well, by truly being the king of his castle.
In the other room, the game room, we have a crap table from Vegas.
He and his third wife, Marilyn, are rebuilding their Florida palace, almost destroyed by fire last year. It is, as he puts it, a prolonged vacation.
Knocking down mailboxes.
A movie every few years, usually playing Smokey to Burt Reynolds' Bandit. Not even a heart attack 6 years ago has curbed his desire for La Dolce Vita. Or his habit of smoking 5 packs a day. He has painted himself into that corner of luxury and has managed to stay there, despite a lifelong belief that having fun is better than having money.
You did tell an interviewer once that your greatest fear in life was not making heaven.
Yes, if there is a heaven and hell, certainly anybody's fear is not making heaven. Who wants to go to hell? I would certainly love to speak to God. That would be the greatest thing that could possibly happen to anyone. But these days, people are walking down the street with God, asking for business advice and how they should treat their wives and if they should have a tooth pulled, or if not pulled, to recommend a healer that would fix the tooth. And one of the things about organized religion, is, especially television religion, is that these evangelists tell the people, if you need anything, if you want money, ask God, he will provide it. But when they want money, they ask the people. Why don't they ask God for the money?
You got another career in television doing that.
Well, let me jot that down.
You say you'd love to talk to him. What would you say to him?
To God?
Yeah.
I'd faint.
Once you got up, what would you say?
I'd say, I didn't think you were for real, but now I do.
If you didn't make heaven, I suspect you could hustle your way in, though.
No, I don't think so. No, that's too much for real to con your way in.
Do you think you'd deserve to
go to heaven?
Mm.
If the rules are true of what you have to do to get to heaven, I certainly don't deserve going there. But if God is what he has been said to be, I'm sure that he isn't vengeful. I'm sure that if you've committed a sin, he's not going to send you to hell for eternity.
You think he's got a sense of humor?
He must have. He made us. He must have a wonderful sense of humor.
You like that one, pal?
Tell me something. The great one, where did that come from?
Well, Orson Welles called me the great one first. And then Lucy started to call me that. And I'm really not offended by it.
Did you ever really believe it?
You just saw me play pool, didn't you?
And that was the great Jackie Gleason. You know, and I got a chance to see the movie The Hustler and watched a lot of the comedy with the Honeymooners. And it was just something about him that I really liked. We're going to jump to a track. We're going to do Norah Jones. She's got a track called Summertime. And then we got another track by Kiko Matsui, A Night with Cha-Cha. So we're going to keep it moving. And we got Dave Koz and Bueno Funk with Peter White, Mindy Abair. And they cut it. Man, everybody just cuts it. You know, when you enjoy life, you don't take yourself so serious. But let's play this track, Summertime, by Norah Jones.
Until that morning, there's nothing can hide. The release of this new book was created by author Janice R. Childs from Chicago. A young woman striving to make a name for herself in a crowded field has been an amazing journey. As a self-determined individual, her efforts have paid off with the publishing of her first book, A Songbird Story, where the reader gains a first-hand look at a singer's intense battle for her soul. This story brings you to what some consider as close as it gets to the real life of a woman who is determined to become one of the most influential singers in the music industry. Yes, many writers have played with the idea of the same old desire and the rise and fall of many, where sex and drugs play an explicit role in almost every entertainer's journey. A Songbird Story is more than a mere glance into a tortured soul. It is a book you will find interesting and well worth the read. You can purchase this story by Chicago author Janice R. Childs at www.dsmpublications.net.
What's it to you? You seem surprised to find me here, out with some guy. You said we were through. Baby, what's it to you? What's it to you? Why so concerned? Isn't that rare? Right up till now, you didn't care. Some people do. Baby, what's it to you?
And don't forget to get a copy of The Songbird Story by author Janice R. Childs. Now, we got some more great music for you. We got 38 more minutes. And, man, I truly enjoyed that interview with Jackie Gleason. And I learned a lot from that. But he's a man that I admire, too. So let me give a play to Jonathan Butler, the man. More Than Friends, Jonathan Butler can play.
And there's no breaking away. Oh, so we keep them in faith.
Up with text. If you're like, man, I enjoyed that Jacque Gleason. And the music is just off the hookers. Hookers. Well, off the hooker chain. How about that? Because I'm getting a red flashlight on the board. Is it hookers? Oh, I'll get your mind up. Go up. Hey, let me play this track by my main guy, Peter White. Caravan of Dreams. My producer shaking his head.
Thank you.
Peter White, Caravan of Dreams. And I just got a text that says, Don, can you send me the playlist? I say, yes, you can go on Facebook. It's posted. Excuse me. And it's in the event page. So I don't even have to send it to you. You can let your fingers do the walking. Hey, I'm going to play this track by Lauren Henderson. It's called Tenderly. And don't forget, Sarah Vaughan was the first person to ever sing and record Tenderly. Long before everybody else. So you got to give her credit. Just like Count Basie was the big band man. And every day, oh, and Butterman and Eggman and Potato Man and what other man? Some Lettuce Man and Tomato. Don't forget the Tomato Man. Hey, let me play Laura Henderson, Tenderly. Then I got to jump to a track by Kiko Matsui, our featured artist for the night. She got a track called A Night with Cha-Cha from Soul Quest album.
Close me inside.
And that was Tenderly by Lauren Henderson from Florida. And you notice she did part of it in Spanish and the second half in English. And she's cutting Florida up. Man, she's just recording and recording and recording. Hey, I'm going to play a track featuring the younger daughter of Donny Hathaway and the younger sister of Layla Hathaway. And yes, they're sisters. They got everything else going on. But she's being featured on this track. Is It You with Lee Ritenall, Eric Tagg, and Grady Harrell. And they're cutting it. So let me get to this track. We got 20 more minutes. Is It You?
Oh, yeah.
Kenya Hathaway, baby sister to Layla Hathaway. Oh, man. Hey, I'm going to jump to this track. We got 14 more minutes. Kiko Mitsui, A Night with Cha-Cha. It's on her Soul Quest album.
Thank you.
A Night with Cha-Cha. Hey, we got 8 more minutes. I'm going to play this track called Stand By Me, Alexandria Olivia. Oh, man. And she's bad, bad, bad. Doing an old standby. Stand By Me. Won't you stand by me? I like that.
Something new for you. Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
Do. We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show. If Sunday has always been the day for music pleasure that makes you relax, think, and reflect on those things that are valuable, we will present a music selection especially for you, full of amazing composers, renowned violinists, and vocalists that will astonish your inner essence beyond measure. Our new Classical Music Adventure Series, a unique selection of classical music provided by only the best in the field. Our series, created by producer Don S. McClure, is just that, a classical music adventure you will enjoy. Join us and listen on Sunday evening from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. You can listen in by dialing 347-633-9376 or click on our website, dsmpublications.net. So join us on Sunday for our classical music adventures, presented by renowned American author Don S. McClure.
Well, that concludes our All That Jazz Now. Hard work and dedication. In 90 seconds, like she told me, to get the heck on out of here. So, have a great evening. I will see you Friday. And again, thank you for all of your support. Thank you.